Yes, this is now Football Republic, NPFL Tata 4. And yes, we don't really carry the league season in the go gradually, gradually, wildly, the Nigerian Professional Football League season. We don't enter match day 24, we don't really go 25 and all of that. We see results, we see teams, they change position. Today, this team go day number one. Today, another team go day number one. You know, for now, the players in our two horse race between Akwa United and Kano Pillars as they take turns to become number one, number two, number one, number two, and all of that. I will tell you now about the last match day and, of course, the next fixtures we'll get for inside the NPFL. And remember, say, most leagues around the world, don't they shut down. But the NPFL, our peculiar league, yes. We see the hustle. You understand? You don't get that to be my name, that's Sawadino. And of course, you know, I see the B. It'll be only me. They run the matter on top. NPFL Tata 4 for Football Republic podcast here. I get Timmy and I get Swo. And together, we'll go dig into everything where they happened for the Nigerian Professional Football League. We'll start off with games we go down during the last match day for the NPFL with the results and some of the breaking news we'll get. I mean, concerning managers, we see they leave their job. Timmy, IDB, NPFL, match day 24, don't come, match day 24, don't go. Some interesting results, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, and you want to talk, say, for the life of me, the Oriental Derbies. I will not see goals for all the matches, the two matches for the Oriental Derby. The Inba Heartland, you find Yoruba Enugu Rangers, no goals for those matches. And you begin to wonder, wait till they happen to the strikers then. Hope say they never forget their boots for house, all those kinds of
things. Now, that can fight where we say, you sabi me, I sabi you. Yeah, so, any tactics
really?
They carry come.
This same FC fan, Yoruba, when they go playing by some weeks ago, not be 2-2, then score two goals there.
Yes.
So, I don't think saying, I sabi me, you sabi you. I just still say, waiting, I talked the other week about second stanza. Say this rush of goals in at the sea. So, say for March the 20, mean I just calm down and I waiting on the happen. So, I feel saying games over the weekend over the weekend, March the 24, I know to see plenty goals. So many 0-0s, about five of them, five of them, 0-0s. And even Kano Pillars, two serves. And if you go pick away points. Plateau United serves still hold them, more or less. But the sweet thing, I say, as table change this week, nobody say it will be next week. Mm-hmm. The thing will still change again because Akwa United this time around will go away.
So now almost certain, anytime you go away, you go drop points.
Yeah, almost, most likely because I never see team will be say, you want to talk, say, guarantee. If they go away, you won't go play. Say you go collect 3 points. Even Wiki Torres will collect 1 point for Rivers. Then say shock. I sure say then shock. No, seriously. Rivers United never lose. They never drop points for house in a long while.
Yeah, they drop now. This is the second back-to-back game.
Second
with
time.
So, Abia Warriors.
Wiki Torres looking at themselves, going to say, we sack our coach or our coach leave us and we still go collect points away from home. So, now surprising thing for me. And for me, I feel, say, well, I'm not even supposed to surprise because now some people say, goals go begin their heart to come right now. Teams will want avoid relegation. They go want try as much as possible to make sure, see, they decide they score goals and then come up from drop zone. The ones that they vie for continents, Kano Pillars, Akwa United, Rangers, even Eyimba, all of them now go to find goals and points, three points at least, to take summer themselves so that they go move up the table. So now time of the season, maybe say, like Alex Ferguson always talk for that time when they coach Manchester United, squeaky bomb time. That time maybe say, everybody, your eye,
you guys lock up.
You know, if you lock up,
okay,
your eye, guys, they choke, you guys, they find the point, you guys, they find the goals.
And, any which way,
I feel say, Magic 24 will still come with more tight defense and stingy defense. Maybe say, we'll not go see plenty goals like we'll see from Magic the 20.
Five games, four wins. For Mountain of Fire Miracles MFM, they never lose for the past five games. They don't draw one, they don't win four in a row. They still continue that impressive run against Dakada FC over the weekend. I mean, with the way at this rate, if MFM continue at this rate, continental football will differ from them at the end of the season.
And yes, they do the work gently, steadily, and small. Like we talked last week, MFM not going to be decide when they score multiple goals this season. They don't issue, say, if they don't play over 20 games already, and the most you know, they score now maybe 3 or 4, that occasional time when they do them, and in fact, 90% of their goals are either 2 or 1, or 2 or 1. That one will tell you, say, they are God just tell them, not be bolus. He just let them
see. No,
and this other, what be this guy name?
I don't remember that name.
Oh, Olaleko. Maeneko.
He get one bonkong face. He could they show where
Before, Dolphins man.
Thank you. So that guy, they all tell them, say, come, we are not here for the flash. We just come to finish work. So just get the goal and drop deep. Get the goal and drop deep. They even they want to stop people, say they want break it, say, okay, Mo, do counter ball. They just get the goal and drop deep. They won't use to care ball. I bring to care later. But then again, when you look at the draws or the scores from this weekend went past, I told and said the game I was looking out for was the Akwa United versus Kwara United game.
Yeah.
And you can understand why we say Michael will handle the complaint from Kwara, because in talk say they get one or two things when we say, for interview when you do post-match, he was trying to indicate that there was something really off about Kwara. Say, but did they iron them out? Say one or two things, then just get them off their stride, because since they resume, this could be their second defeat. When they don't get, and if they get another one like this, we say the conversation of top four set will even be out of their reach, because now everybody they build up momentum, not losing momentum. So kudos to Akwa. We yabbed them small last week, so okay, Ufondo come out, Indifreke don't come out, who go show up for them.
Ufondo today, they are
not be there, say Ufondo go this thing.
Indifreke, I don't move.
Ufondo come out, don't go lobby you. Don't go be better. Yes, now last week.
When last you see Ufondo play for Akwa United?
Ufondo don't sign, no. He signed contract.
Really? Ufondo, I think I see Ufondo for the last match days.
He signed up. Ufondo has base.
We'll confirm that, but I think I saw him in the last match day squad.
In fact, another reason why we say Lobby Stars had a bounce, because you can see say they get 2-1 over Sunshine. Even Sunshine said that they tried with their new coach when they carry Koga DG. They complained, I think it was yesterday, they were doing a protest for their side. Say they never give them salaries and whatnot. But even with the salaries and whatnot, when they never get, they go away, they still manage to get away if not, say now one or two things now just happened. Say Lobby Stars now, they don't debut for small. So maybe they come up for mid-level range. Then two for still collect points away. So the conversation for me now, I say, Akwa don't get cement. Because last week I told her before, say, the conversation will be, if Kwara can beat Akwa, then we say they really not be fluke. Like we talk when we say the season, second half they start. So if they're not fit beat Akwa like this too. Maybe, just maybe, they were a fluke. They be academy side. When we say don't do, yeah, they fit do rich. But Akwa, don't they show their richest now? Because Pillar has dropped points.
Okay. Yeah.
Meaning say Akwa is back into contention. And Akwa just needs 3 straight wins on the bounce.
And they're unbeaten too in their last 5 games.
Exactly. With the least considered goals, by the way. Yeah. So, as far as I'm concerned, Akwa back on power, yes, goal difference too makes them very good, because they'll be the freest flowing scoring side. So far, so good for this campaign. But if they just get 2-3 games of back-to-back is a win, or at least they're not drop points past, you know, one. I think Akwa will be the team to carry the day.
Okay, Akwa United with impressive results. And, of course, Lobby Stars, of course, will beat Sunshine Stars of Akure. We'll talk about Sunshine Stars matter because their coach, Gbenga Ogunbote, did the news. And, of course, the new manager for the side, we'll talk about that briefly. So those are the results for the games that happened for March the 24. FC Fan Yoruba play out goalless draw with Enugu Rangers for one of the rental derbies we're telling about. And Akwa United, of course, then win 2-1 against Kwara United. Plateau United and Kano Pillars played goalless. And why Katsina beat Wari Wolves. Wari Wolves, their problems still they continue for them this season. 1-0 that match. And Lobby Stars win, MFM win. Nasarawa United beat Adamawa United, 1-0. Eimba and Heartland, one of the games we did on TV this weekend. That one safe and goalless. Kudos to Heartland, by the way. They put up very good performance for that game against the People's Elephant. Then Rivers United and Wiki Tories, 1-0. One-one. You got to go in as play 0-0 with Abia Warriors. That Rivers United, Wiki Tories. Why do you always be say your player where you go let go? I go usually come back and haunt you. Steven Gope against Rivers United, where he leave them, go join Wiki after he needed to see much play in time. He scored 2 goals for Rivers United, by the way, before he go join Wiki, and now he don't score 3 in 5 appearances for Wiki.
Well, it always happens. Now, Ginger, for you, say they play against your former club. And that one, you always want to show that Sabines, based on, say, okay, my former club will not allow me shine, more or less. We see Aguda when he go play against
anybody. Be like, when we say your girlfriend, when we say dump you. Then, you can't go jammer for club. You know, say the Kele where you go carry tether that club to take turn off.
That Kele, take no session with the club.
No. You know the usual washing, watering. You just carry Kele MC in a full option. So that, you know, say when we jam, I level up. Exactly. May you know, say I'm not doing badly at all. Now that attitude, I like it.
No, but good one. Good one for Gope. I feel, say, The fact say every player go want shine against informal employers. Yes, now something on a motivation more or less because
let make it always start their face.
Yeah, you go just want like give them that idea, say, ah, I good though. Say I know the score for now. Now they play me, no means I know good. So for Steven Gope, fantastic one. And Rivers United made a no surprise. They don't do this kind of thing too, to Rangers. Aguda, the last time they go play against Enugu Rangers, Aguda now scored their goal. Yeah. So it always happened. And I feel say for MPFL players, they move almost every year to different clubs. So for Steven Gope, even though say he scored his goal against Rivers United, maybe that chance to bring him again to limelight for no they talk about him right now. So now good one for Ram, good one for Wiki Tourist, especially because like I talked before, Wiki Tourist, if they tell us they go pick 1 point for Port Harcourt,
they don't agree.
They don't go believe.
But
so,
maybe as they take talk and when it rains, it pours. When as Rivers United don't start to the drop point for home against Abia Warriors.
And to even know the fact, say Rivers United wait till the last minute
before the manager gets something.
Yes, they put 7 minutes. Yeah, or Haume, Malaki Haume.
So
you know, 7 minutes at a time.
Tells,
the 7th minute.
He tells you, they struggle for that match, whole heart. Because for me, I feel say Wiki Tourist is now one of those weeping boys. Like,
yes,
see, forget anything anybody want to tell me. This is a Wiki Tourist. They've not been themselves this so far this season. So I feel say Rivers United struggling against Wiki Tourist for house. She'll say this second stanza. Every man for himself.
It's funny say you mentioned Aguda, because Aguda post match conference when they say the guy, they do a young conversation. The guy was like, man, see, he don't understand too. A lot of the players, just like you said.
What I done retire?
I don't know, because you said something when we say we just start the conversation about the strikers, whether they forget their boot for house or something these past 2 weeks. Because it's very weird. Most of the goals when we say don't come in. Mm-hmm. Even when we say Canopilla play safe. Now midfielders, defenders, not the defender, nice score brace last week. We expect the second standard. Normally now the strikers are number nines. Even the tens and the eights, they go come to the party. But it'd be like saying right now, if you play, let's say they do fantasy MPFA, I go just load up on all your fives, all your six, all your seven, even your two, they likely to score passing number nine. Because it'd be like really all the pressure they soak into the strikers. So now only the people in they just try their luck. Now the ones when they supposed to do defensive work. But that has something to think about the strategy. Is when we say the coaches go employ moving forward, because I sure say that they watch this our podcast too, when they see how their review they be. So at least any coach when get sense get plan B and plan C based on say you get 3 strikers for your squad. Because look at this Enyimba game now, it's unfathomable. It's unbelievable.
Spiritual.
See, you get boys. Forget say as soon as I'm your play finish, 98 base come on, say make it run, go Australia for a level.
Yeah.
The point is you get boys. You get options. You get at least 5 attacking options when Fofi given a goal against Atlan. If one road block, you use another one.
But
you load with a 3-man striker striker. You use one, then you do cross down. You watch the match now for Atlan.
You guys reason who be the coach right now? What did the coach they do? See, we not feel they blame players. This ain't by result. Not be saying that once in a blue moon, I would see him.
It's just a Malay.
Would they see him consistently? So for me, even as much as we won't come sit down here now, they talk about Enyimba players, Zana, you're wrong, go, Spy, go, Scam, one thing, something wrong, come on, then, Omale, Yelino, this. Now, all those ones now, Pata. For me, I feel say the coach himself, no sabi. Because the truth of the matter be say, for a coach to go continent, your away matches, you know if he gets goals. Your away matches, you know if he get points. You come home, you struggle to win. It sure say if they lack something, and you get all players. You get all the players. Forget Atland. Say this one at Derby. Anything can happen.
But the fact
say Enyimba, they play 2, 3, 4, 5 matches, and enough he picked 3 points. Yes, they were lucky the last time when they go away.
I think
it was against Wiki Tourist too. When they go play away, when they win 2-1, and like I talked before, Wiki Tourist now more or less the weeping boys. But for Enyimba, when you did your own domain, when we say you know if he pick 3 points, he calls for worry. And me, I feel say Fatai Osho never do well. In as much as one talk say na new coach, new hems, new did he get new boys when they play with? No, Fatai Osho for the life of me, for all I know him, and the only time why I see him for Premier League now with Remo Stars.
Okay.
And you know if they compare Remo Stars with Enyimba, Remo Stars will always give you small players, all those young players.
Not
players
will be saying they want to develop.
But with Eibar, you'll get more professional players, experienced players. And at that time, you as a coach, you go feel shine more. You understand?
Give them strategy.
Exactly. So for me, I feel say Oshod, more or less, they show say him na grassroots coach. Maybe him na coach, maybe say he's just focused on
Eibar job now oversize.
Exactly. Eibar, okay. This Eibar work don't they, you don't they overwhelm him, you don't they like you don't they drown more or less. Because if you check Eibar right now, their only hope of getting to continent next season either way they win the ITO Cup. Or they finish for top three, and right now top three, they're not even there in the midst of top three.
They are outstanding games. They are seventh right
before
now.
Before now, they talk say anybody get outstanding games, say they go win. But right now, I can't even pinpoint say they go win the outstanding games.
2 weeks ago, it was a different conversation.
You understand?
They get four outstanding games. They get 35 points and four outstanding games. Maximum points. Not
it comes for worry for me for anybody say then get inexperienced coach at the helms of affair and the administrators Anya Siaku they do anything about them. I worry for him, but honestly, because with the player, the caliber of players we didn't get, with the strength, with the depth in squad we didn't get, no, Eibar supposed to be fast.
I don't think say the league will go on any form of break as the Super Eagles get two friendly games now against Cameroon. The league will continue. And now, Eibar, two key players, Anaya Iwala and Noble John, that they go to the Super Eagles camp, at least they go their way for the next 2 match days because I think we'll get that friendly this weekend and then we'll get another friendly midweek and then we'll get MPFL games this weekend, Magic 25, and we'll get midweek MPFL games because we'll see the rush. So they go miss two games, basically. And knowing fully well, as Timmy don't talk now, how the team, they struggle, even with the full complement of these guys. If we take Anaya Iwala come out and John Noble come out for the next two games, what's up?
Noble, I said they never take John Noble come out. I mean, in the past 6 games, now only like 3 or so times I've seen Noble to even start, even for their continental fixtures. So that not be issue at all. Noble not being there, they get like 2-3 guys when we say they sabi work from inside their goalkeeping squad. Like we talk, every position when we say you want call, Eibar is one of the teams when we say they get people when be veterans, people when we say they be academy boys when we say they for Team B. And Team C, they go fit step up to the plate. Not be earlier in the season when we say that they lose guard, when we say that they are Team B, now can't help them get momentum. We they forget this one. So in truth, I go believe say, wait till you talk to me, no be lie. Wait till they do for Tayosha. I don't know whether now I don't know why they use break up our man or woman analogy, but make I use the one when we say affect me. So if you be say they don't break your heart, for instance. You know, say that some people go just the grief or something when you take you off your stride, you call the grief, your day in the period or whether they call mourning. So you get a limited amount of time, like maternity leave to take rest before you pick up again, or to take grief before you pick up again. But this one, when we say Fatah showed up, they go now. Not be maternity leave again. Not be grief mode again. Because if your 2 games after, take what they call them, which one when we say they crash out, this one will not expect to go crash out for inside Continental.
Rivers.
Not be Rivers, this other foreign club when we say come out, when Cotton Sport come out, what's their name again?
Simba.
Simba when come out.
For Tanzania.
Simba win their next game. They're not do like say the thing will affect them. It's different. You come out, they drop points up and down like a basket when they leak. So that is a cause for concern.
Play for Tanzania.
No. Whether not Tanzania or not, they have a league that people pay to see. So
of course, they have a league that broadcasters pay 95 million.
So they can't play less than a standard of football. So whether not Tanzania or not, whether not Boki player, whether not Stick or Sugarcane player, it is standard football.
To buttress your point.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Eibar, the outstanding game, what would they talk about, Sawa? If I check them out, now against Abia Warriors, Debbie, they go play Lobi Stars, I think.
Imama go collect points.
They go play Lobi Stars. They go play, who again? Enugu Rangers.
Again,
they are. No,
they don't play this once now.
Now, Enugu Rangers, one leg, they play now. They go play the second leg.
I think I felt those games were the outstanding games.
Now, the outstanding game, they tell you. Kwara United, Enugu Rangers, Lobi Stars, and
Continental teams.
Abia Warriors. So you begin to wonder, say, how Fatah Oshun won't take Dwan?
When we say,
you understand? You play boys or men, maybe say, then they try to find their way to the top three, where they go fee collect continental tickets. So for me, now big worry. That's why I did hammer on this point. Say, Fatai Osho needs to do something or make anybody just sack him, make it go.
But if they sack him now, waiting be the next option, because this.
They go find coach.
Oga Deji, welcome in when they bring. Not be a couple of days.
Ogunbate is free right now.
Ogunbate free. Maybe I want to
take a job. By the way, so Eyimba, I mean, the struggles, according to Timmy, say the job maybe now oversized for Fatai Osho. So we'll leave that and we'll enter match day 25. The games we expect to see for match day 25 this week. We will see Canopilas home to Eyimba. I mean, undoubtedly, that one is the star game for the weekend.
Sure.
Heartland, they play Rivers United. Two teams will submit themselves to in and out. Warriors, they hosted Sunshine Stars. While Katsina United, they at home, they welcome Nasarawa United. Enugu Rangers and Mountain of Fire, one game where I would like to see again. Because two teams, Mountain of Fire, especially for the brilliant run we didn't get for the month of May. I think that them be the most impressive team for last month. You know, for Enugu. Well, Enugu na good hunting ground for MFM.
Thank you.
In recent times.
Not they speak
Wiki Tories, then they are the home to Akwa United. I mean, Wiki Tories, after Usman Abdullah leave them as the coach, then go Port Harcourt. I mean, just like Timmy talk, surprisingly, go pick 1 point, you know, from Rivers United. So they host Akwa United. Whether they go continue in that brilliant form, we'll wait to see. Dakada go play host to Lobi Stars while Abia Warriors go entertain FC Fanyuba. Another Oriental derby per se. Adamawa United, we a lot of people they refer to as the whipping boys of the league this season. They go entertain Plateau United, Kennedy Boboye side. I say Kennedy Boboye, Plateau United, maybe Kennedy Boboye. Kennedy Boboye, coach Akwa United, I beg. Akwa United, they play against Jigago Nisa. So those are the games to expect, to look forward to. Ordinarily, me, I would like to see that Canopilas Eyimba game for TV, but I don't know whether. Well, that game could do on TV. But Ahmed Musa definitely no good day available for that game because of national team assignment. We are saying they'll arrive.
Yeah, they'll arrive.
For me, I did check the history now of these league matches between Canopilas and Eyimba. And the last time we say Eyimba peak point away for Canopilas house, you guys go back to 2018 and only once, I wouldn't draw 1-1. Every other time, Canopilas always beat them for house.
For home.
Anytime Canopilas there, they always beat them. Okay, I think 2016, Eyimba get 3 points against them. That famous win, where they used to beat Canopilas. So, at this point in time, you check out Canopilas, 45 points. They don't day top of the table, more or less.
Yeah,
they
with Akwa United.
They don't say if they win this match against Eyimba, they go consolidate. Akwa United, I think that they go
away. They go away to Wiki Tories.
To Wiki Tories. Okay, so Canopilas gonna feel say, Akwa United feel go about you go pick point two. So we guys pick our 3 points here, so that we go maintain that momentum.
That's
top of the table. So he now comes back to the question of say, which kind Eyimba will go see against Canopilas? Should I the Eyimba when of his score goes against Atland, or na the Eyimba when they struggle to play 2-2 with FC Fanyoba, or na the Eyimba we go with Bauchi go win 2-1 as Tosin Omoyele score one of those goals. So
or na the ones we chop four.
Or na the exactly. Or na the ones we chop four.
For
Egypt. So he really they worry me. Say this game na game where we say we suppose hey they expect the spectacle, we would expect fireworks everywhere. But right now, anybody they give me that vibe.
Yeah.
Anybody they give me that sense of say, okay, they go play good football and they go feel pick points against Canopilas. For me, I for like make Eyimba go back to the continent because of their experience.
Yep.
You understand?
That they be the best chance
exactly
to go far. Honestly,
but right now, the way they play, you know, they give me momentum, you know, they give me courage at all, you know, they give me joy. So I feel say that game, Canopilas Eyimba, Canopilas go count their own eggs. They go look and say, hey, okay, what if we do? This one will be our home traditionally. Moku pick 3 points here so that we will maintain that momentum. So I feel say, now game will be say, go down to the wire. Canopilas supposedly are supposed to pick 3 points there. The other game will pick my fancy for me. Now the game Heartland Rivers United. Like him or not, now another big game because
Big game.
I don't know why they always say Rivers United sometimes they always say then they superior to the Southeastern team.
But because they are. They know. Time immemorial.
Rivers United as a club never win anything.
Yes, but as a club, when they be Dolphins, as a club, when they be Sharks, nobody they play with them.
Well, so that maybe one, give them that one, Rivers United, now new concern, club. Because
as far as I'm concerned,
now new club altogether. Because exactly. Sharks dissolved.
Now the merger.
Dolphins dissolved. Now the merger. All of that.
Truthfully, my point. You say this one a time for revenge for Heartland.
Yeah.
Last season, or was it last year? Mm. Rivers United go there, go beat them.
Remember, they
get serious crisis last year.
We don't care. Everybody has crisis.
Who no get crisis? Who no get crisis?
Crisis is a way of life.
The crisis we Heartland get. Nobody recently just signed a solver. As recently as 6 months ago,
Electrical City
complained.
Yeah.
Talks to the city, oh, I'm sorry, now outside they sleep. If you sleep for. See, clubs, they always get problems for Nigerian Football League. Yeah. So that might not be an excuse if they lose or. Yeah, well, now if it be an excuse. But truth be told, Heartland Rivers United, big game anytime, any day. You one game where I cover. But though, that time they'll not be a Rivers United. Now, Dolphins.
Dolphins
when
Dolphins was beautiful.
Because every time we say those guys go, then they always get that belief. Beautiful. Point.
Now, the mind.
In fact, that match. Now, look, Heartland get then draw that match. Because for me, Dolphins supposed to pick all the 3 points.
But that MMA game, their set.
Yes, now MMA do their set. So, their game, now game will be say, every time you always want to look forward to, especially when they play for either Dan Ayam or they play for
Mr. Maran, if you even trek, go away from Omagua. If you just trek, go away, go play the match. So, some of the games with that. I look forward to that.
This Kano and Imba. Traditionally, now something we say we've always liked to watch, because if you look Canopilas, their style of football, they get tall, deep, tick guys. So they like a lot of aerial balls. They like playing in technical areas where if you use free kick, like the specialists when they get like they rub you.
But they don't really make use of Iyema Wangwa, and one of those tick guys, Wangwa Iyema. But then, how many goals Iyema don't score this season?
You they buttress my point for me, because when you look at Iyema, like I talk, Iyema get multiple strategies they use because of the kind of players they get. They get ball players, they get players when people play in and out of pocket, they get trick stars for inside their team, they get technical footballers for inside their team, as opposed to Canopilas when we say they get gra, but they go body you out and they go give you long range shots. But normally, only two or three people that we say they try that thing, and that's not just by the grace of God. Yeah. They get stylish football. I feel like, say, on paper, if Atai was going to win this, I would expect him to play quick paced football, because Kanu no get very, very fast players, as far as I'm concerned.
This guy, what do you mean?
The only one person running under the field.
Awalu.
Awalu being named that big guy for
highest assist.
Yeah, he's sprint too.
They get different styles when Fifi come in. Normally, if these coaches there on their game, I would really, really expect orgasmic football from them. But knowing them, only thing I would expect from them, gra. Shook one, go in. Gra. Oh, yeah, make we fight. Oh, yeah, carry the referee. Honestly, I don't expect this game to be exciting. I just know, say, Kanu will likely win. That's my own. But if I wanted to look at a game right now, honestly speaking, I would say Kwara United has an opportunity to bounce back into the conversation.
That's in a short 3 points now.
For
Jigawa.
For House.
Against Jigawa.
This season, 1.5, yeah, because all the games went played.
Home win over 1.5.
But this season, I don't learn, say, the one where it is say, is sure. Ain't not a sure thing. I expect, say, if Kwara won't tell us, say, they really did make a 3-us race. Ah, Jesus, make the just do one for me, because I'm tired of 2-us race for top of table. I want to see at least 3 goals from this side. Okay. And they get them, because they don't show, say, there's a big score. There's a big score inside the 18, outside the 18, and there's a big score set pieces. So I want to see something like this. And this is me talking strategy here.
All right, so the matter take be. I'm talking about clubs where they get problem, where the old coaches, where the old players, where the old, everything. Bengo Gumbote don't become the second manager in 3 weeks. We don't come outside and say, I don't do again. unlike Abdallah, we just keep in resignation, short and simple. Bengo Ogunbote just give us essay for in resignation.
Allegedly, you know they get results. So in the fear say, may not be say na my head. They say ball will come spoil. Now when they give me pass, now in opponent collect ball. Yeah. Now when they give me a chance to coach Sunshine Stars, now that year they get them. Baba, the man. Ah, no forget. No forget. Say this man don't lay down legacy for Sunshine Stars. If you remember one time, I think 2011 or 2010,
them go semi final.
Yes,
carry them for all the way. They finish second.
They were supposed to level up. They were supposed to level up on that league table.
So. He don't make him mark for Sunshine Stars.
He
coming back
for a resignation now. Say waiting he expect. He expect to come build on the success.
On the success when they get because before. That thing now you develop yourself.
Yes, now.
Because once you relegate anything go down like this, you don't day your name.
Yes. Don't day your name.
Say no be you relegate Sunshine Stars. Yeah, so exactly. Your point of
all your good work does
exactly
matter.
That's that advantage where you get where you go get to say you want to take bargain. Maybe for salary or all those kinds of things, he go drop. Yes. Because they go the rate you say, no be you carry
Sunshine.
Exactly. Relegation. So, he give himself break. Funny enough, 2 weeks ago, he been they come and say, when I read in one of the match press conference, where after match, they say, say the government, don't they try to want bring money back and all those stuff, blah, blah, blah. Say, now the boys go side, they bring result. 2 weeks later, resignation.
Sakiti, Baba.
Say, you know, do again. Say, you know, think, say, if he carry the club, go
sometimes
where
they sometimes, they tell us through.
Yes,
so, it's a point that to us, like you mentioned, say, Genotroy, they won. But Genotroy, they get results.
Exactly.
Genotroy don't qualify for Nations Cup.
Now, they're my point.
They really, they owe.
Now, they're my point.
Who
yes,
they
owe?
Who they owe?
My point in this course
for Nigeria,
it's not just a Nigerian thing. Yeah. It's an African thing for a lot of countries and a lot of teams. But if they come into Nigeria, even regular employers, they will tell you, say, I do you money. Even government, they owe money now. So, what it concern? You must understand, say, when you can't collect the job, they will get sometimes, obviously, they pay no good day. So, how you want a day for them? You must work without money sometimes because now the way it be, we don't like them, but now so it be. Okay. If you plan to stay long enough, you need to know, say, you need to find a pattern to still get results. Again, with the Yab General Trust, say, hey, they do one kind of football. But he still got us the qualification.
Yeah.
We still there in good contention for World Cup. Okay. Nobody don't talk any story. Hey, they got a lot of the money. But he no come out. Nobody even come out to counter say, they never pay him. Now, players. Now, he say, this guy, for this Abule, he never get to, allegedly. Yes, allegedly. Before the call is taken.
Even the goalkeeper training herself.
Allegedly. They never pay him. So if people like Ogunbote, they enter a place again, anybody when we enter for this NPFL, let me just say, this is 2021, they enter 2022. Can you die that conversation of they're not pay? Because when they pay...
But why you want me to die? I don't understand.
No, it can't be the full excuse for not performing.
It can always be.
You know where you they enter now, not the NPFL, and they force you enter. Why Ogunbote won't pay me now, say? You come out with a letter, and I understood totally when he was coming, like, yo, I was supposed to be building on this legacy. The question I say, if you go personally house before, you don't visit the person like 3 months ago, and the person get flat screen, you get designer this thing, you get chow, you chop. And then the next time you come visit the person, and we're not supposed to do project together, the person not even get radio for the house. And no flat screen, no chow, come bring maybe all those cabin biscuit, come tell me you chop. Your body no go tell you, say, I am not coming to a place that was like the way it was 3 months ago.
And is there anything there wrong?
Your body go tell you. And so when you can negotiate your conversation, say, guy, at the come, when I want make I continue the legacy. After now, at least when I go put a transistor radio.
Maybe they promise them all those things now.
Exactly.
If you they put them, my point is, if you want enter again, you need to put some this. Okay, after one quarter, I expect to see so and so. After second quarter, I expect... Wait till they come.
So you know, say, wait,
make a land now. I expect to see so and so by a certain timeline. If you never see them, waka, regardless of how the results be, it means that you don't stick to your standard. I understand Abdallah one because his own was, guy, I don't put. When I don't want to, I don't jackpa. You can't be coming back again. The rhetoric, Oyibo, is tired and lazy as far as I'm concerned. You were there.
But Ogunbote will not be rhetoric because the reason why they talk to not be rhetoric is say the players, they owe them. Ogunbote, they owe them. He was still banking on say, okay, this guy's government will still pay us. And remember, I say, their governor, Akeredolu, I don't think saying they're interested in sports like
Mimiko. It's not, actually.
Mimiko understand? Was bigger on Mimiko sports. Was more like,
you
okay.
Tell, you could tell. He didn't even call their match. You understand? He will send people.
But Akine Dolu of a governor, I don't think he's really interested. I'm not saying they're interested in sports. So, for Gubate, me, I know if he fall time. I know if he ever fall time. Because now coach will be say, in Billy say, okay, I feel do work with you. I feel do work with now. Men are just motivate the boys. Men are pay me salary. And at a point in time, he comes to say, okay, oh, this result won't know they get. Now, because these boys know they get salary. Because there is a point where you say, coach, go reach. You go only talk. But when players reach on top field of play, now wait till their mind, they go play. Because when they remember, say, after I play this match finish, they see the only match going on.
I don't get salary.
I don't get anything where I carry go back to my family. So wait till I won't keep myself.
You know, they bust my brain. You know, they bust my brain. The new coach when they carry corner, I see the message where the guy drops. Say, we go beat relegation.
That one, Nadia, youth sports. I've been waiting to call them.
Exactly.
Before Ekiti, United coach, Deji Adeni.
I beg.
Then make this thing not a go. Because when this man don't put a standpoint, say, oh boy, una never follow up. The only way, as far as I'm concerned, when we say you want to show, say, solidarity day, you know how they do Anna. Even if una not go pay for the next 3 months after, you'll be like, Baba, all the areas when we say they level up self balance. I didn't hear that kind of conversation. So I know for a fact say sunshine they still yes man hold them. Now yes man now.
And that's part of the problem so they get for Niger. Now Deji don't come now, don't they talk tough. By the way, Deji na the
when
go around
there, go beat the team any day.
Replace Benga Ogunbote. So he don't come now, don't they talk tough. The team go beat relegation and all of that. But how did you want to motivate
players?
How do you want to motivate? Come now, say okay, not be Benga Ogunbote, but these players are still. I mean, Benga don't come out. Salary these players shows. Are still owed salary. I mean, with the year say as much as 11 months. I mean, we we they get for 11 months, we keep dot come out. But just imagine they work for 1 year.
Now they shop
meat. And they never pay you salary. For 11 months, come on, man. Who does that?
Even medical said they that? Never get.
So that's all the matter take be. Now, the biggest news from the NPFL this week be that Benga Ogunbote will leave Sunshine Stars of Akure. And there, we will draw the curtains on today's edition of NPFL Tatafo. Before we go, we'll talk about our star boy for the week, Stephen Gope. We scored the only goal. The goal way for almost win the 3 points for Wikitori, surprisingly, against Rivers United for Port Harcourt for the Adoke Amesomeka Stadium for Magua. And for Stephen Gope himself, like we tell you, now before Rivers United player, he did not score 2 goals for Rivers United before he moved Wikitori, where he don't score 3 goals in 5 appearances. Since he joined them for match day 20, in 4 appearances rather, he joined them match day 20 and he don't score 3 goals already back to back. So we don't really talk about Stephen Gope in the earlier parts of the show. So now him get our star boy Akolade this edition.
It's Akolade.
Akolade.
Akolade. Now they call people Akolade. Akolade. Now they don't be like Femi. Very dangerous characters.
Yeah.
But I like this Gope when you talk, Sha. Like you talk 3 in 5. That is massive. The only thing when they pay me now, say, you know, get pink clip and they not show a picture. Again, for those of not footballers, when they watch this or something, Mona try the snap sexy picture. So now they put them for social media. So guests like us go feed the series into con the secure, the follow.
Future.
Yes, now. You know, now make us follow the pie. Girls I make like us follow
the married girls or the unmarried girls.
See, we are all fans. The ring and the unringed. We are all Lord of the Rings and Fellowship of the Ring together. But good one for us. Okay. This is what you call immediate return of investment.
Well, you know the thing. That's not the problem. 1 week now, Bass, even go PE all over the news. Yeah, 3 in 5, 3 in 4, whatever, and all of that. The next 10 weeks, you know, score.
It no matter. Oh. You see,
just for the week. You understand? Normally, we're supposed to come out with our NPFL team of the week, but then, I mean, for the peculiarities of the NPFL.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, now because now just match report. Now would they rely on now match report? Would they rely on to get all of these things? Like say, would they get the privilege of watching the games? Like you watch foreign leagues,
even if
all
like
10 games, even if not highlight. You go fit day critically, you self, you come up with your own team of the week. So, I'll come up with your own team or your own star
so
boy.
So,
don't
be like, say, we do publicity yes, for exactly. Player when we like. You now, make now they talk.
You understand? So, now, make, if not, if, get players that say week in, week out. I mean, they do fantastic performance. You know, like for some of the stats we come up for the past 4 weeks now for MPF team of the week from March day 22, 23, 24. One name we don't be consistent now. Olisanda, no surprises. Olisa. I mean, since March the 20th, since March the 20th, Inda Olisa done the team of the week till March the 24th. You understand? And so if we start to use them now as stop boy every because they say now marketing. You understand? So that's what the matter just take be. Until we come your way next time again, this is now where we say, okay, make sure say you subscribe anytime we visit our YouTube page. And remember, say we did Spotify too. You feel the stream NPFL Tata 4 podcast live on Spotify and all other streaming platforms. This is now NPFL Tata 4, now the Football Republicans, and then they bring you this one. Football Republic.